If you want to sharpen your basketball skills or practice golf, soccer, football, baseball, or hockey, just fire up your computer or your game console. Sports games are a huge segment of the video game market. The popular titles are put out by big game corporations, along with medieval fantasies and futuristic shoot-'em-ups. The gaming industry's big annual conference is going on in San Francisco this week. Commentator Heather Chaplin says the big buzz there is about independent game designers. They work outside of the corporate mainstream, like their indie counterparts in a lot of other entertainment industries.
100 years ago, there was a brand new medium called film. It was considered crass and mindless, hardly a place for creative expression or complex ideas. It took filmmakers a good many decades to figure out how their work could be less of a technological novelty and more of an art form. And these same issues are being hashed out here in San Francisco at the Game Developers Conference. A new movement of independent game makers are participating in the conference's first ever independent game summit. There's a giddy sense of impending change as they discuss the possibilities of video games growing beyond their commercial success into something deeper, more substantial, more artful. Eric Zimmerman is the co-founder and CEO of the independent studio Game Lab. He says that video games are big business, but the industry needs the ideas that are beginning to come out of the indie scene. He compares it to the music industry.
So that, yes, there are stadium concerts with corporate-created boy bands, but at the same time, there's club and DJ culture and independent musicians that inform the center and gradually keep the ecosystem of popular music as a whole sort of healthy.
Technology is now making it easier for game makers to design and distribute their own games. Like their counterparts in film nearly a century ago, these are people with the audacity to believe their medium can do more. There are games designed to make you think about the nature of reality and to induce a zen-like state of flow, the psychological term for when challenge and skills are perfectly matched. They're also making games tackling subjects you'd expect to find in a serious film. A marriage in crisis, democracy, a rabbi questioning his faith.
Thank you, Cantor Kaplan. Today in my sermon, I'd like to discuss suffering. Why do bad things...
In Shiva, tough-talking Rabbi Stone gets involved with a police investigation into a mysterious death.
So who was killed? Was it that Lauder guy?
How do you know that name?
Well, I heard you.
Huh.
So who is he?
An old member of this congregation.
Are you going to pay a Shiva call?
I don't think there will be a Shiva, Josh.
Why?
Shivas are for Jewish families.
Greg Kostikian says games might be the ideal media for communicating serious subject matter. He's the co-founder of the web portal Manifesto Games.
One of the things that games can do that other art forms cannot is put you inside a phenomenon. And this is a medium of enormous expressive potential and has the ability to explore things in ways that, say, books or film cannot.
There's a generation coming of age that never knew a world without video games. And from all appearances, they have no intention of giving up the habit as they get driver's licenses and take jobs. Think about it this way. You watched Happy Days and Welcome Back, Kotter when you were a kid, and while you still watch TV as an adult, you're probably more interested in The Sopranos or Deadwood now. You didn't outgrow the medium. You just developed a desire for something a little more sophisticated. Video games are poised to be to the 21st century what film and TV were to the 20th. It's exciting, then, that the culture makers of tomorrow are beginning to see their work as both commerce and art.
Heather Chaplin is the co-author of a book about video games titled Smart Bomb. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.